pressure, pulling at me, flinging me up and down, straining against my arms, legs, and back, spinning me around. I'm trapped, unable to move, like I'm tied to the mast of a ship in a raging sea. A beep on the comm, and a familiar voice.
Judging by the way that pod is handling, you must be awake. Good. I was getting worried.
If the company wants me dead, why not just kill me?
That's the point. The company needs you to be very much alive, although I don't rate your chances. You're to dock with another vessel.
In hyperspace. Are you insane?
That's Ariadne. Some kind of experimental warship. The forerunner for a new fleet. Or so they hoped. The ship cut all comms and launched itself into hyperspace an hour ago and refused every attempt to contact her. Space knows what's happening on board, but we received this message.
Mayday! 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 This is the CS Ariadne. We are locked out of all navigational and control systems. Additional, unknown agencies aboard have shot and killed...
Is that all? What the hell am I supposed to do over there? I'm only one guy, even if I am a skilled.
I'm sure you'll figure something out. Your type always does. Perhaps they want you to talk the ship down. Who knows, or cares? I just follow orders.
And what if I refuse?
You don't exactly have a choice.
I push my eye open, and my mind is punched with a hard fist of terror mixed with pain, and something akin to madness. I'm under attack from another skilled, but like no skilled I've ever felt before. I slowly drive those feelings out of my mind until there's nothing left behind. Except a single word. Ariadne. A goddess from Greek myth. She oversaw the sacrificial labyrinth wherein lurked the Minotaur. I'm no Theseus, that's for sure. If I have to slay a beast with the body of a man and the head of a bull, I'm sure gonna be pissed.
You're under arrest until I say otherwise, skilled or not.
And what gives you the authority to put me in chains? Our strategist and all other senior officers are dead. Sub-Lieutenant Drex here is the only surviving fleet officer of rank. Listen up. My name is Vadic. I'm a full member of the secondary executive, giving me authority over you, your warrant officer, your strategist, and the goddamn rear admiral of the company fleet, if it comes to that. Which means, when I say jump, you jump. If everyone is dead, who's flying the ship?
No one is flying the Ariadne. The bridge is in lockdown and the security cams show everyone dead inside. That's why we've been trying to break in.
No one is flying her. Why would someone poison the crew and everybody else if not to gain control of the goddamn ship? And even if they somehow got access to Ariadne's nav systems, why fly her to the company's closest rival?
The red flashing in my helmet becomes insistent. Damn! The last thing I expected was to get stopped at the first hurdle. I have no choice but to wait. With my air running low, that ain't gonna be easy. I sit down, propping myself against the airlock wall, slowing my heart and respiration. Closing everything down other than my vital systems. I can survive in a self-induced coma for an hour or two without oxygen. Not that this ship has that long. Hopefully whoever is in charge will come get me before that time runs out. I concentrate on my heartbeat. Now a distant thud, filling the time between each extended beat with small bursts of brain electricity. I leave the airlock behind and enter a deep, meditative state.
I'll survive. I'm Vadic. And that's what I'm famous for. Surviving.
Vadic.
Yeah, just Vadic. Don't overuse it.